Thanks a lot, John D. 42 right now in downtown Hancock. Head coach of the Michigan Tech football team, Tom Curley, joins us. And we are looking forward to the season, which is not that far away. We just got done with the spring game a few weeks ago. It was a good game, 10-3, white defeating black in the annual spring game. We were just happy to be able to get that game in. And I know, Coach, we've chatted a little bit about the game, and I've heard what you've said about it. But overall, happy with the way things went on that Saturday, right?
Sure, Dirk. You know, the young people had a good time. It came right down to the end, so there was some excitement there. Nobody got seriously hurt, so I guess all in all, we were pretty pleased.
What about the draft, Coach? Not to veer away from the Huskies, but how into the NFL draft do you get to this time of year?
Well, I'm a fan. Of course, like everybody else, I wanted to see what happened to the Lions, and I question why a tight end like everybody else, but everybody wanted to see when Johnny Manziel was going to get drafted and who was going to take him. I always watch to see what the Vikings do, especially if they're going to draft offensive linemen,
right?
With Berger there, and I think they only drafted one offensive lineman, and it was relatively later, so that makes me feel good for Joey's chances.
Do you think his career will extend a few more years? I mean, do things look good for him right now?
Well, when we talked after the season, I went over and saw his last game, Dirk, and we talked then, and then we talked a couple weeks later, and I thought a year ago that he was hoping to get one more, but after the season, he was real concerned or was hoping that the offensive line coach would get kept. And he did, and then they signed him early March to another contract. So, of course, he's got to make the team, but that usually tells you if they're going to sign you to a contract in March, especially someone that's been there 9 years veteran, that that they like you.
Coach, how you mentioned about keeping the same offensive coach there, coordinator, whatever, at the Vikings. In football, is that more important than maybe other sports, that there's a connection with one of the coaches for you to get playing time?
Well, I would think like in the NFL, when they've got so many specialists, and there's 15 coaches on that staff, and so when the new guy comes in, as a defensive coordinator, from the Bengals, and he's the new head coach, now all of a sudden they sit around the table and who do you like, who do you want to keep, and and they've got a pretty good group. There's what amounts to about 7 guys on that offensive line for the Vikings that have been there now 2-3 years together, and Joey, he backs up both guards in the center, plays on the kick return, on all specials. He's a backup long snapper, so I think his role is pretty good there.
What about our team, Coach, with the spring game? I know it's not a game that usually puts jobs in jeopardy, but did anybody really come out and say, in the way they played, say, hey, this guy is really, fighting for a possible starting position?
Well, our offensive line was a situation where we lost three starters from a year ago, and then another one of our youngsters, Austin Roy, was a 6-year kid, so he wasn't going to partake in the spring practices. So we had some young people that really got involved there. Josh Konepke was a freshman that but the last week was running with our one group. Luke Schultz was a freshman that was right there running with our one or two groups. So those young people really jumped. We had a couple young people on our defensive line that got a lot of look, made a lot of plays. So we figured out probably there's as many as 13 freshmen next year, redshirt freshmen, that I think will have a chance to be on the on the bus when we get ready for Wayne in that travel group of 52.
Were you surprised, or I'm guessing you weren't too surprised at the fumbles that were happening out there with the weather conditions and the turnovers?
Oh yeah, that was going to happen. I'd probably fire the running back coach, Dirk, but I can't because that's me. So I can chew his rear end out, but it was cold. We've tried to put emphasis on that one. I think all in all, we did a pretty good job over the spring. That day we had a couple that hit the turf.
Turning from spring into the summer, Coach, you got some summer sports camps coming up for your guys. What can participants look for the sport camps?
Well, we'll do a one-day elementary camp. I think it's Wednesday, July 23rd, and that's for youngsters 3rd through 6th grade. And then a 2-day camp for junior high kids Thursday, Friday, the 24th and 25th. And we break that up into two sessions each day, offense and defense. And so we acclimate the young people to all the positions. It's not usually a camp where someone comes in and say, I'm a running back and that's what I'm going to do. We get them involved so they get a chance to get coached by all of our staff. Plus, we have a lot of our veterans and our players now, present players, and they work with them also.
How fun has that got to be for your young players that coming in and teaching these young kids, their love of the game?
The guys that really, really enjoy it, we all have fun with it. But our players get a chance to, kind of flip the role. They're used to, getting coached and yelled at or whatever you want to call it. And all of a sudden they get to be the guys that are helping the young people. And, the enthusiasm, the juice, the energy that they have is always, done a great job for us.
Well, it comes up on July 23rd, like you said, for the Little Huskies, and then the development is for 6th to 8th graders, starting at starting on July 24th through the 25th. And going back a little bit to the NFL, Coach, you're talking about Johnny Football. Do you think he's going to end up getting a starting job there in Cleveland?
They say you can't miss with a first round draft pick, Dirk. If you're going to take a guy at number one, so and those guys, they have so much information on so many things, and they're so thorough, and it's all so computerized now that I think he's a very, very talented young man. Of course they all everybody's got their worries because he's living a pretty fast life or pretty jet set and those type of things, but if you make the plays that he's made in that league playing against those people in the SEC, I think there's big concern is keeping him healthy.